I'd like to share a little message from the Lord this morning. In Genesis, the 22nd chapter and the first verse, I'd like to start out. Genesis 22, verse 1. It said, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him. And Isaac his son clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and he said, My father, and he said, Here am I, my son. He said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there out and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called him unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. He said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket of his thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. I believe Bethesda, where Abraham was, lived, or Beersheba, I'm sorry, verse 19, it was approximately 40 miles from where he lived to Mount Moriah. And I don't know Abraham, but I know me. And I know thoughts would have been working in my mind about every step of the way. The Lord was calling for his son. I believe the scripture brings out that Abraham believed that God was able to raise him from the dead if he slew him. Because God had promised him a nation would come from his loins. And he believed that God would raise him up, that God had the power and ability to raise him up from the dead. I don't believe Abraham realized altogether it was going to work out the way that it did. The scriptures doesn't tell this, but Josephus relates that Isaac was a young man, probably early 20s, but said that he was willing. He didn't fight his father, didn't argue with him, but he was willing to lay down his life if God had told him to do that. I wanted to My message this morning is giving it to God. And it's not always easy to do. Sometimes it's a struggle to give it to God. I know Abraham loved that son. He valued, he treasured, he looked for him for a long time. And he valued him. But he gave it to the Lord. He surrendered. He surrendered Isaac into God's hand. That's what he did. And I want to read on now a little bit more in verse 15. It says, "And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, because thou hast done this thing, and has not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of their enemies." Did Abraham lose when he gave his son to God? He didn't, did he? He didn't go away empty-handed. God fulfilled his life. God blessed Abraham. God gave him the promise, said, because you've done this thing, because you surrendered your will to my will, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be there for you. Unless God doesn't leave us empty-handed in our lives when we give to Him. There's a song that we sing, it's talking about the cross, but it said, Satan whispered there, thy gain will not repay thy loss. His yoke is hard to bear. The enemy would say that to all of us, thy gain will not repay the loss. In other words, if you give yourself to God, or you consecrate and you yield yourself to the Lord, your loss, it won't be repaid. But my message this morning is the Lord will not send us away empty-handed. There is a gain. There is a blessing to receive, just like Abraham received the blessing when he surrendered his all. He was surrendering his future. Isaac was his future. He put it all in the Lord's hand. And the Lord took care of him and blessed him. And we can do the same thing. We are the sons of Abraham. We travel the same journey, the same path. And we want to give it unto God. Give it, put it into God's hand. And the Lord will bless and help us. And I want to say first this morning that we want to give ourselves to the Lord. We give our lives, we give ourselves to God. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We give ourselves to the Lord. And the Lord, sometimes there's a struggle in doing that. And the Scripture doesn't tell us that, but I believe Abraham probably had some struggles. As humans do. Maybe sometimes it's fear. Maybe it's doubts. Or maybe sometimes it's our own plans maybe that stand in the way of giving ourselves to God. But I want to encourage us that when we do, we receive the blessing, we won't go away empty. God will fulfill His promise in our life. He'll bless us and He'll help us and He'll be there for us. But it's very important that we give ourselves unto the Lord. I told you about the time that I was I was living for the Lord, but I got in a place where I was backing up. And I came into a place, a great cloud of confusion in my spirit, my mind, my heart. I was in a maze. That's what it felt like. You know those You know, they put those little rats in one end. They see how long it takes them to get to the other side. That's what I felt like I was in. I couldn't see over the top. I didn't know where I was at. And I was struggling in my heart and my spirit. And that went on for, I don't know, probably a few months of knowing, searching in my mind and my spirit, Lord, where are you at? How's this all going to work out? But the answer came when I gave it to the Lord. The answer and the help came when I finally surrendered it into God's hand and put it in the Lord's hand and took my hands off and said, Lord, you have your way. And it was in tears. I mean, it was hard for me to do that. But the Lord promised, and I want to say the Lord has fulfilled His will towards me. He's blessed me in so many different ways. And He will all of us if we give ourselves. And we don't just take our own route, but we seek the Lord and put our trust into Him. God will bless us. What about the lad that had the 3 loaves and the 3 fishes? That looked like it was so insignificant among that great multitude. You know, he could have just held back and he could have said, what is this among so many? You know, this can't even start to help what is needed here. But he didn't do that. He put it in the hands of the Lord. He gave it to God. And God multiplied it. God multiplied it and spread it miraculously. Do you think that young man, I don't know how old he was, but do you think he went away hungry that day? Because he gave it to God, do you think he went away hungry? I believe he ate more probably than what he would have had if he had his own lunch. They had 12 baskets full left over. 12 baskets. He got more by giving it to God. So that Satan lies to us. Oh, if you give this to God, it ain't going to work. I want to encourage us this morning to fight against and press against our fears and our doubts and our unbelief sometimes when we don't see how, we don't see a way. And consecrate it and put it into the Lord's hand. And God will bless. And He'll multiply. And He'll do things above if we give it to God. What else can we give to God this morning? What about our problems and our troubles? What about the difficulties sometimes? And I found myself doing this different times. Struggling with something, trying to work it out, trying to figure it out. Have you ever done that? You get tired, and you get weary in your mind, and you get weary in your spirit because you don't know, and it just kind of wears on you. And I want to encourage us this morning to give it to God. Sometimes we forget to take things to the Lord as we should. The Lord is interested in our problems. He's interested in those mountains that stand in our way. He's interested in the hindrances that keep us from being what He wants us to be. God, He wants those things. He wants us to be able to give ourselves to Him. I think about that young boy too. Think about, you know, sometimes us in our own human efforts and abilities, we think, oh, it's so feeble. It won't amount to anything. And then we just kind of hold back to ourselves. I want to encourage us this morning. Give it to God. Allow the Lord to multiply it. Allow the Lord to get His hands on it. Put it in the Lord's hands. And the Lord can multiply it. And He can cause it to increase. And He can cause it to be blessed and helped. And we don't go away empty-handed when we... my message this morning is you're not going to go away empty-handed when you give it to God. Psalms 37. The book of Psalms, the 37th chapter. In verse 3, he says, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Trusting in the Lord. Do we believe the Lord has our best interest at heart? Do we believe that He wants to help us and to bless and enrich our lives? Trusting in the Lord, like Abraham, it can be kind of scary sometimes. I don't see the future. I don't see how it's all going to work out. I think about the Ezekiel there when he told him to go out into the water. And he went out a little place and it was up to his ankles. And then he told him to go a little further, go deeper. And it was up to his loins. And then he said a great river that he couldn't pass over. You know, sometimes we feel our sense of security by having our feet on solid ground. We feel a sense of security having something underneath our feet. But he told him to keep going out. Once you go further out. And he kept going and he set a great river that he had to swim in. I believe the Lord leads us in our lives. I believe He continues to draw us away from ourselves, away from the shoreline of what we're wanting to do and our own agenda. The Lord calls us. He also says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." In other words, God will fulfill the desires of our life, our heart. He knows the desires that we have. And all of us are different. All of us have different personalities, different desires. But God knows them better than we do. How to satisfy our desire. And if we give it to the Lord, we trust in Him, we delight ourselves in Him, He'll satisfy that who we are. He'll satisfy our need. He won't leave us empty. He won't leave us unfulfilled. You want a fulfilling life today? Give it to God. We live unfulfilled lives when we fail to give God and consecrate to God and surrender to the Lord. Then life becomes unfulfilling. He said, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." Now this commit, my margin says, the Hebrew says, roll thy way upon the Lord. Roll your way. Give it. Give it to God. Give it to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. I'm thankful today that the Lord knows how to satisfy our and He won't leave us empty. He won't leave us blank if we give ourselves to Him. We can bring our problems, our difficulties, our cares, our burdens. We can bring them to the Lord and give them to Him. It's a challenge for us today because sometimes we'll bring our cares to God and then we'll carry them away with us. We'll struggle. We'll get up from prayer and we go and then we start working on it again. To be able to just cast it off. To put it in the Lord's hand and not have be worried about it, not let us fret. to be consumed by it? You know, when something begins to consume and it begins to work on our mind, then that's hindering our relationship with Him. That's hindering what God wants to speak to us and do with us. That begins to hinder our communication line with Him. But if we're able to put it into the Lord's hand, just like Abraham did, his future, his care, his life, everything that affected him, he was able to put it over in God's hand. And that's what we do. It doesn't matter how big it is today. And the good news, it doesn't matter how small it is either. Sometimes we think, well, this is so small and insignificant, it really doesn't matter. Yes, it does. God is concerned about the small things, the small details of our life. We can give it to Him and commit it to Him, consecrate, surrender to Him, and He'll work it out far above. And through all those things, He'll satisfy. The Lord has a way of satisfying our heart in the will of God. When we try to do it within ourselves, we can have maybe some of the same things, but it doesn't really satisfy. You know what I'm talking about? When it's the Lord doing it, when the Lord is doing it, when the Spirit is behind it, then it satisfies our inner man and it satisfies our life. So I want to encourage us today, whatever problem that we have, it's not too big. It's not too great. Our failures. I want to mention that this morning too. Sometimes when we fail the grace of God, we just come short. We wasn't what we're supposed to been. Maybe we wasn't prayed up enough. Maybe we hadn't been seeking God as diligently as we should have. And we fail. We do something that displeases the Lord. We can bring that to God and give it to God. Today, we can bring it and cast it at the Lord's feet. The Lord knows all about it anyway, doesn't He? He knows all about our failures. We can bring them to Him, give them to Him, and allow Him to take it from us. And oh, the relief, the blessing, the strength that comes when we put it in the Lord's hands. The Lord blesses us there. He meets with us there when we're able to give it into His hands. So I just want to encourage us all, continue to give ourselves to God. Places that arise, that there's opportunities and space to give, to serve, to give ourselves to the Lord, do it. That's giving ourselves to the Lord. Finding opportunities, finding ways to serve, allowing the Lord to speak to us, allowing Him to work in our hearts and our lives. And when we do, the Lord blesses and He honors and He fulfills the desires of our life. Do you believe that this morning? From the depths of your heart, do you believe that God loves you? That He cares for you? Enough to fulfill your life. That it's not in vain. That it's not empty. That it's not off and what God missed the mark, you might say. Do you believe in the depths of your heart that God cares? He does this morning. I've been studying the book of Jeremiah. Over and over you see the Lord's heart to the people that erred, that fell astray. Turn ye. Turn ye. Though you've played the harlot, though you've sought out many lovers, though you've went so contrary to Me, His heart was turned. Turn again to Me. Give yourselves to Me. And I'll take you and I'll work with you and I'll bless you. And I'll make it right. Over and over in the book of Jeremiah, that's what you get. The Lord's heart is crying out, turn unto Me. Give yourself to Me. and I will work, and I'll bless, and I'll honor you. He did it for Abraham. He did it for the different people in the Bible, the scriptures that we read that gave themselves to God and surrendered their hearts and their lives and their problems and their difficulties, and He blessed them. You know, our difficulty, sometimes it looks like maybe there's no way out. You know, when they were coming out of Egypt and they were hemmed in, it looked like the Red Sea was in front of them. And the mountains were on the sides and the Egyptian army was coming behind. No way out. Sometimes life can feel that way. Sometimes it can seem that way. And the enemy will whisper to us. But I want to say this morning, it doesn't matter what our failure, what our problem, it doesn't matter how many times you failed in that area of your life. Give it to the Lord this morning. Surrender it into His hand. You know, I've had to come back to the Lord. Lord, it's me again. I'm here again. And the enemy will come and say, "Look, you see how you failed in that area so many times of your life. But you know what the Lord wants? He wants us to turn again. He doesn't want us to go on and say, there's no hope. He doesn't want us to go through life and just say, well, I'll just do the best I can do. And we'll see how it turns out. He wants to take those failures, those problems, those circumstances that look like there's no solution. Those knots. I tell you, sometimes when you have tied a rope to a vehicle and you pulled something with it and that thing pulls so tight. Those knots, and you look at that thing and you think, man, how am I going to get this thing out? It looks impossible. But God has a way this morning. He has a way to do it. He has a way to untangle those knots and to make life what it should be this morning. But our challenge is to roll thy way upon the Lord. Commit ourselves to Him. Trust in Him. Believe in Him. And He shall bring it to pass. Amen.